天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否曾经想过，主耶稣死在十字架上，对我们自己来说究竟意味着什么呢？为什么十字架对于基督徒甚至全人类来说都是如此的重要呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，预备我们的心，一起来听听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you were able to join us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
We have been talking about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在讲有关主耶稣基督十字架的信息。
And we're going to continue to talk about the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们今天会继续讲这一个题目。
But I won't begin by telling you that debt is an acute problem worldwide.
但是首先我要告诉你的，欠债已经成为一个相当严重全球性的问题。
Not only countries are in debt, but also individuals are in debt.
不单是国家负债，个人也在负债。
Many people live in debtor's prison, which they have created for themselves.
很多人被困在债务的牢笼里，那是他们自己一手造成的。
Debt produces misery, stress, and worry.
债务带来痛苦、压力和忧虑。
Debt is a cancer that can destroy marriages and murder friendships and take away the joy.
债务就像毒瘤一样，会摧毁婚姻，扼杀友谊，并驱除喜乐。
Listen to what Proverbs says about debt.
请听箴言二十二章第七节谈到欠债的事。
The borrower is a servant to the lender.
欠债的是债主的仆人。
And the root cause of debt problem is found in Luke 12:15.
有关债务问题的根源可以从路加福音十二章第十五节里看见。
Jesus said, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
主耶稣说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
In the world, there are basically three categories of people.
世界上主要有三种不同的人。
There are people who have things.
那些拥有丰富物质的人。
And people who do not have anything.
那些一无所有的人。
And those who have not paid for what they have.
那些拥有东西却仍需为这些东西还债的人。
But because of the worldwide debt, many children are born today with a debt hanging around their necks.
但因为这是全球性的债务问题，今天很多儿童一出生就已经欠债了。
America's national debt, for example, is estimated at $20,000 for every child that is born.
比方说，估计在美国，每个小孩一出生就要付上$20,000的国债。
But I want to talk to you today about another type of debt that each child in the world is born with.
但是今天我要跟大家说另外一种债，是每一个人一出生就背负的债。
Every child that is born into the world has a spiritual price tag of debt hanging around his or her neck.
每个小孩一出生都背着一块欠属灵债项的牌子。
And that tag says, sinner by birth.
牌子上写着，生来就是罪人。
Later in life, the tag reads, sinner by practice.
成长之后，在牌子上则写着，实际犯罪的罪人。
I hear somebody saying, that is not fair.
我曾听人说这样不公平。
Our first parents sinned and we inherited their sin. That is not fair.
始祖犯罪以致我们也有罪，那太不公平。
It is not any more or less fair than the next generation owe national debt of the previous generation.
其实要下一代负担上一代的国债，同样很难说得清公平或者不公平。
At least God has provided a way for our eternal debt to be paid.
但至少神为我们预备了偿还永恒债务的方法。
The Bible teaches that each precious, cute, beautiful baby is born in sin.
圣经教导每一个宝贝的、可爱的、美丽的婴孩一生下来便是有罪的。
Every one of us is born with their backs to God.
我们每个人一生下来就背弃神。
Every one of us is born with an eternal debt that we cannot pay.
我们每个人一生下来就背负一个我们无法偿还的永恒债务。
Please listen to me, my listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
圣经说，罪的工价乃是死。
And that price could never be paid.
这个债项是永远无法偿还的。
It can never be paid by our good works.
凭我们的善行不足以偿还。
It could never be paid by our conduct.
凭我们的操守不足以偿还。
It could never be paid by our good efforts.
凭我们的努力不足以偿还。
It could never be paid by our good education.
凭我们优良的教育不足以偿还。
It could never be paid by our good behavior.
凭我们的好行为不足以偿还。
Oh, but if it would stop here, it would be a miserable and bleak picture.
如果就停在这里的话，那情况实在是很悲哀，不堪设想的了。
But thanks be to God that He has provided the only way for payment of that eternal debt.
但是感谢神，他为我们预备了唯一的救法，可以偿还那永恒的债。
The only way for deliverance from the eternal debt which leads to eternal death is for God Himself to serve the sentence.
这唯一的救法就是神亲自接受刑罚，我们才能脱离那导致永远灭亡的永恒债务。
The only way for me to escape from my share of the condemnation was for God the Son to bear up the condemnation on the cross.
那唯一能让我脱罪的就是神的儿子在十字架上亲自替我顶罪。
We saw in the last message that the idea of substitutionary sacrifice was God's idea.
在上一次的节目里我们看到牺牲代赎的救恩是神的意思。
God's substitutionary sacrifice began after Adam and Eve rebelled against him.
早在亚当夏娃犯罪之后，神的救赎计划已经定好了。
And God had to shed the blood of an innocent lamb in order to make a temporary covering for their sin.
神杀了一只无辜的羔羊，以羊的血暂时遮盖他们的罪。
Adam and Eve have taught that revelation to their descendants.
亚当夏娃把这启示教导后代。
Then at the day God delivered Israel from bondage, He reinforced this concept by shedding of innocent blood as a substitution for their rebellion and disobedience.
后来当神把以色列从埃及为奴之地拯救出来时，他吩咐他们要以无辜牲畜的血来遮盖他们的罪孽，以强调赎罪祭的观念。
Yet all of this was only foreshadowing of the cross of Christ.
然而这一切只是耶稣基督十字架的预兆。
All of this was only the prefiguring of the cross of Christ.
这一切只不过是预表着耶稣基督的十字架。
All of this was only a symbol of the real thing which took place on the cross of Calvary.
这一切只不过是象征着将要发生在加略山十字架上的事实。
There in Calvary,
在加略山上，
God in human flesh became the ultimate substitutionary sacrifice.
道成肉身的神成为最完全的赎罪祭。
There on the cross,
在十字架上，
God did not just find a solution for our dilemma.
神不单为我们的困境找到一条出路。
God became the solution to humanity's nightmare.
神自己成为解决人类噩梦的方法。
700 years prior to Jesus' crucifixion, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53 predicted with thorough accuracy that God in Christ will pay the full penalty of our sentence and the full price for our debt.
在耶稣钉十字架700年前，以赛亚书53章，先知已准确地预言，耶稣基督将要承担我们全部罪的刑罚，并偿还我们所有罪的债务。
On a human level, the Bible tells us that there were a number of people who were involved in sentencing Jesus to the cross.
从人的层面来说，圣经告诉我们有一群人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
First,
第一,
Judas handed him over to the priests out of greed.
犹大因贪婪的缘故把耶稣交给祭司。
Secondly,
第二,
the priest handed him over to Pilate out of envy.
祭司因嫉妒的缘故把耶稣交给比拉多。
Thirdly,
第三,
Pilate handed him over to the soldiers out of cowardice and fear.
比拉多因懦弱和胆怯的缘故把耶稣交给兵丁。
And fourthly,
第四,
the soldiers crucified him.
兵丁把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Yet when Jesus was hanging on the cross in the midst of his agony, he prayed, Father, forgive them all, for they know not what they're doing.
然而当耶稣被钉在十字架上，在极大的痛苦当中，他祈求父神赦免他们的罪。因为他们不晓得他们所做的。
Later on, the Apostle Peter tells the Jewish crowd in Jerusalem, I know you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders.
后来使徒彼得对耶路撒冷的犹太群众说，我知道你们所做的跟你们的领袖一般的愚昧无知。
And on the day of Pentecost, Peter said to them, Let all Israel be assured of this,God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
在五旬节那天，彼得跟他们说，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
But on a spiritual level,
从属灵的层面来说，
Jesus did not die the death of a martyr.
耶稣不是殉道而死。
On the contrary,
相反的。
Jesus went to the cross voluntarily.
耶稣是甘心情愿地上十字架的。
Jesus went to the cross deliberately.
耶稣是带着目的上十字架的。
Jesus told them from the beginning that he came from heaven so that he may go to the cross.
耶稣从开始的时候就告诉门徒，他从天上来为的是要上十字架。
So, who delivered Jesus up to die?
那么谁把耶稣钉死在十字架上呢？
Not Judas for money.
不是那贪财的犹大。
Not Pilate for fear.
不是胆怯的比拉多。
Not the priests of envy.
不是嫉妒的祭司。
But the Father delivered him for love.
乃是神因着爱的缘故把耶稣送上了十字架。
Jesus went voluntarily for love.
耶稣因着爱甘心情愿地上了十字架。
Love for you and for me, so you and I can look at the cross and say this.
他的爱是给你，也是给我的。当我们仰望十字架时，会这么样说。
I sent him to the cross.
是我把他钉在十字架上。
My sins sent him to the cross.
是我的罪把他钉死在十字架上。
My disobedience sent him to the cross.
是我的不顺服把他钉在十字架上。
My rebellion sent him to the cross.
是我的叛逆把他钉在十字架上。
The debt that you and I are born with has only one punishment, and it is eternal death.
你跟我自生下来就负了罪债，而罪的唯一刑罚就是永远灭亡。
And the only man that was born without that debt of sin hanging around his neck was Jesus of Nazareth.
只有一个人生下来时没有背负罪债，那人就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He had no sin of his own nature.
他在本质上没有罪。
He had no sin of his own character.
他在性情上没有罪。
He had no sin of his own conduct.
他在行为上没有罪。
if there's only one human being that does not qualify for the wages of sin and the punishment of sin, it was the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有人不该付罪的工价，不该受罪的刑罚，那人就是耶稣基督。
And yet, because of his sinlessness,
然而因为他是无罪的，
because of his purity,
因为他是圣洁的，
because of his divinity,
因为他是神，
he was the only one who can truly qualify to take my place and your place and pay your debt and my debt.
所以只有他才有真正的资格代替你，代替我，偿还我们的罪债。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请细细呢听着我说。
This whole notion of substitution, where one person takes the place of another, is always considered a noble action.
替别人牺牲性命是一种很伟大的行动。
In Exodus 32:32, Moses was willing to be blotted out of Yahweh's book if that would help to get Israel forgiven.
出埃及记32:32说道，如果能叫以色列人得到神的赦免，摩西情愿自己的名字从神的生命册上被涂抹。
In Romans 9:1-4, Paul expresses a similar notion.
在罗马书9:1-4，保罗也有同样的想法。
This was a human life for a human life.
这是以一个人的生命换取另外一个人的生命。
But on the cross, God in Christ substituted himself for you and for me.
但是在十字架上，神子耶稣基督以他自己的性命救赎了你和我。
Let's focus just for a few minutes on four imageries that the Bible tells us that the cross has accomplished.
让我们一同来看看圣经告诉我们十字架所成就的四个比喻。
First,
第一
propitiation.
赎罪。
It is the imagery of the temple and sacrifice.
以圣殿和献祭做比喻。
Second,
第二
redemption.
救赎。
It is the imagery of the marketplace.
以商场为比喻。
Thirdly,
第三
justification.
称义。
Is the imagery of the law court.
以法庭为比喻。
Fourthly,
第四
reconciliation.
与神和好。
The imagery of the home and the family.
以家庭为比喻。
The Bible said that when Jesus died on the cross, he satisfied the justice of God.
圣经说，当耶稣死在十字架上，他满足了神公义的要求。
God's holiness and righteousness demanded justice.
神圣洁和公义的神性要求凡事都应该是公义的。
And justice is our eternal condemnation.
然而公义却为我们带来永恒的判决。
When the Bible speaks of the wrath of God,
当圣经说到神的震怒，
it does not mean that God is a temperamental tyrant or who flies off the handle at the slightest provocation.
这并不是说神是个脾气暴躁的暴君，一点小事就暴跳如雷。
That is a false perception of God.
这是对神错误的观念。
There is nothing capricious or arbitrary about the holy God.
圣洁的神并非反复无常或是独裁的。
His wrath is neither mysterious nor irrational.
他的震怒也不是莫名其妙或者不合情理的。
His anger is neither malicious nor spiteful or vindictive.
他的怒气并不带着恶意、怨恨或是报复性。
God's judgment is never unpredictable.
神的审判并不是反常、不能预料的。
It is only provoked by evil and evil alone.
只有罪恶才会惹动神的怒气。
In fact, the gospel tells us again and again that God is the one who went out of his way to exercise grace.
事实上，圣经一次又一次地告诉我们，神总是主动地向人施恩。
God is the one who did what no one could do.
神能够做别人做不到的事。
God is the one who took the initiative out of his sheer mercy and grace to provide a way for forgiveness, for salvation, and escape from his wrath.
神主动施恩怜悯，设立赦免和救恩之道，使我们得以脱离他的震怒。
It was God's love that compelled him to watch his son carry my sin and yours on his sinless body.
神因为爱我们，甚至忍心眼看着他无罪的儿子担当你和我的罪。
It was God's grace that made Jesus willingly go to the cross and bear my share of guilt upon himself.
是神的恩典，使耶稣甘心顺服，死在十字架上，担当了我的罪债。
If God's wrath needed to be satisfied, it was God's love which satisfied his justice.
如果神公义的怒气要得着满足的话，那就是神的爱去满足他的公义。
Only God our Creator can stand in my place and receive my eternal death and suffer my just reward on the cross.
只有创造我们的神才能代替我在十字架上承受公义的刑罚，并忍受永死的痛苦。
每当我软弱疲乏，对未来充满惧怕，你对我赤身呼唤，来到你宝座前，你是如此温柔，甚至我心里感受，你赐下话语，你光照显明，你炼净我生命。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。
稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。在下期节目中，麦克牧师会带领我们继续深一步的讨论十字架上的救赎。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。希望总是在转角。